of First Peter. 上一次我在讲到的时候，我们是讲到彼得前书的前面三节。
We saw that Peter was praising God because he saw the hope that God has given to the elect.
我们看到彼得，称赞正，颂赞神，因为他看见这个神给我们这些被拣选的人的盼望。
Peter, writing a scattered and persecuted church, knew that God the Father foreknew us, the Holy Spirit sanctifying us, and Jesus shed His blood for us, so that we could be obedient to Jesus.
彼得给当时这个被逼迫而且是破碎的教会，告诉他们这个神是早就知道我们，然后圣灵也是在帮我们成圣，而且耶稣为我们流血，所以我们应该顺服领了。
Now in verses 3-12, Peter is going to address the certainty and the nature of our hope.
在今天的这个三到十六十二节里面，这个彼得是要跟我们重点谈一谈这个我们这个盼望的确定性。
He shows that true hope enables a Christian to live through suffering as Christ suffered.
真正的这个盼望让我们可以像耶稣基督一样，在面对苦难的时候能够经历苦难，但最后战胜苦难。
True hope is very powerful.
真正的盼望是真的很有力量。
But we know that false hope is very detrimental.
但我们错误的盼望也是会有很大的坏处的。
Proverbs 13:12 reminds us that hope deferred makes the heart sick.
箴言的十三章的十二节提醒我们到这个我们盼望的这个延迟如果没有得到的话会令我们心忧。
Remember the mine workers who were trapped in Chile in the summer and fall 2010?
大家还记得吗？在2010年的时候，在智利的有一些这个矿工被这个陷在矿里面。
They survived for 68 days because they had hope that they would be rescued.
他们在那个矿井里面待了68天，最后被营救出来，因为他们有盼望。
The families that waiting on top had named the camp Camp Hope.
这些盼望他们的家庭当时把他们这个地方叫做希望营。
What do you think the reaction of the world would be if they never made it out?
你想这个世界会怎么反应呢？如果他们没有从这里面出来的话。
If the government didn't spend $20 million to rescue them,
如果政府没有花2000万美元来救他们这些人呢？
How do you think this hope, this name, Camp Hope, would change?
你们会想这个希望营这个名字是不是会改变呢？
Here in the few verses of First Peter, he's going to show us that we have certain hope. We can be sure of our hope.
在这个彼得前书的前面几节，彼得跟我们提到，他对我们的盼望是确定的。
It's not a hope that's going to be failed. It's not a hope that's going to be deferred.
那个我们的盼望不会被延迟，我们也不会是错假的。
And it's a hope that allows us to live in the midst of suffering because of the great salvation that was told to us long ago.
我们这个盼望让我们能够在面对苦难的时候能够面对，而且我们因为是神已经把这个救恩显现给我们了。
First, we know that in verses 3-5 that we can be certain of our hope because of God's great mercy.
我们可以对这个盼望是确定的，因为神的大的怜悯给我们怜悯。
In God's great mercy, we're born again to a living hope.
因为神的大怜悯，我们能够得以重生。
Okay, so first of all, we're certain of this hope because it is God's plan.
首先，我们对这个盼望是确信的，因为这是神的计划，不是我们的计划。
Verse 3 says, according to God's great mercy.
第三节说到
in God's great mercy.
第三节说到照着神的大怜悯。
I remember when I was working, some people are more credible than other people.
我记得在我工作的时候，有些同事比另外同事好像更可靠一些。
If there is a critical project and you could choose your team, you want to choose the people who you trust.
如果你要做一个项目，你确实可以去挑选一些人来做的话，你是希望去找一些人更可信的、可靠的人。
You can tell by their past actions whether they will be dependable for your project.
你可以看看他们以前的这个做的事情，看他们这些人是不是可靠的。
Some people may not be dependable because they lack the technical skills.
有些人他们不是很可靠，因为他们可能没有这个需要的这个技术方面的一些能力。
Other people are overcommitted and they can't work on your project.
有些人他们可能已经很多事情了，他们没有很多时间来做你做这个事。
Other potential teammates may be taken off because of poor work ethic.
有些人他们可能工作不是很努力的。
And even the most dependable people that you choose may fail at times.
即使是最可靠的人，你找了最可靠的人，他们有时候也会让你失望。
But we know that God the Father is faithful in all that He does.
但我们知道我们的天父是信实的。
He has a history of faithfulness.
他有信实的历史。
His plan is perfect and it will come to pass.
他的计划是完美的，他最后计划总是会通过。
By His very character, He's truthful.
他的特性就是信实。
By His power, He's omnipotent.
他的能力是无所不能的。
We can be certain of our hope because this is God's plan of mercy, not our plan.
我们可以确信我们这个盼望，因为这是神的计划。
We're also certain of our hope because it's a living hope.
我们也对我们盼望是确认的，因为这是一个活泼的盼望。
This is hope based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
它是基于耶稣基督的复活。
By rising from the dead, Jesus showed that He had power over death.
从死里复活，耶稣向我们揭示了他有战胜死亡的能力。
He has defeated death.
他已经战胜了死亡。
His resurrection is the first of its kind.
他的复活是有史以来的第一个。
Though other people have risen from the dead,
有别的人可能已经也从死里活过来。
Jesus was the first one to rise from the dead and never to die again.
但是他们的活过来的人后来又死掉了，只有耶稣是活过来之后再也没有死。
This is our hope that we will rise again from the dead.
这也是我们的盼望，因为我们会从死里复活。
Jesus is alive. Our hope lies in this life. It's a living hope.
因为耶稣活着，所以我们有永远的盼望。
We can be certain of a hope because this is by the nature of our new birth.
我们对这个盼望是确信的，因为是我们这个出生的这个重生的这个特性。
For many of us who grew up in church or have been coming to churches in America, you heard the phrase born again over and over.
对于我们经常来教会的人来说，大家可能听到这个重生这个词很多次。
It's a label that tells people that we're Bible-believing Christians.
就像一个标签一样，说我们是相信圣经的这个基督徒。
But if you look at it, it's a very amazing concept. It's a very amazing description of Christians.
但是这是一个非常令人惊奇的一个概念，对我们基督徒来说。
In your Bibles, jump down to verse 23 in chapter 1 of 1 Peter.
在这个二十三节提到。
We can see that there are two sources of birth.
我们有两种情况的这个出生。
The first one is perishable.
一种是会败坏的。
That is our natural birth. All of us are born into bodies that will perish.
这个自然的出生。
As you grow older, you realize that's very true.
这里当你变得年纪越来越大的时候，你会发现这个是真的很真实的。
The Bible reminds us, dust to dust.
圣经告诉我们，我们来自尘土，也归于尘土。
But Christians were born again.
但是基督徒如果是重生得救之后呢
？Our second birth is one that gives life, is a spiritual life.
我们给的一个生命是一个灵里面的生命。
Our first life gives us life on earth for 70 or 80 years.
我们第一个出生可能会给我们七十八十年的时间在地上。
In that time, we enjoy God's gift.
在那段时间，我们可以享受神给我们。
We work hard, but we know that everything we work for comes to an end.
我们会努力工作，我们有很多事情去追求，但是我们发现到头来一切都会结束。
All things on earth is temporal.
在世上的一些事情都是暂时的。
But our second birth is eternal, it's imperishable.
但是我们的第二次的这个出生是 不会毁坏的。
Jesus says we can store up treasures in heaven.
耶稣说我们可以积存财宝在天上。
And it's protected in heaven.
在天上会受保护到，受到保护。
So new birth gives us a glimpse and insight into eternity.
所以这种出生让我们看到一个永生的盼望。
We're also certain of our hope because it's the nature of our inheritance.
我们确认这个盼望是因为这个基业的确认性。
An inheritance is something someone gets because they're heir.
基业，或者按我们通常的话说，这个继承实际上是一个东西，别人给你，从你的父母继承到的一个东西。
Usually, this happens at the death of the parent.
通常这个是当你父母
And their physical possessions are of no use to them, they pass to the children. Occasionally, inheritance can even happen while the parents are still living. This, few days ago, my wife and I bought a house in Woodbury, so we can move here.
几天之前，我太太和我在乌兹别克买了栋房子。
When we're first looking for houses, we had a certain price range, a certain type of house in mind.
当我们刚开始看这个房子的时候，我们有一个这个价钱呢，我们房子大小，我们大概心里有个概念。
As we looked at houses, what I talked to my parents about getting a house here.
当我们看房子的时候，我也跟我的父母提到，我们想在乌兹别克这里买一个房子。
And the more I talked to them, the more my parents were interested in helping us out by, to give us money to help buy a house. And finally, my dad said, look for a larger house, look for a new house, and we'll help you buy it. In a sense, this is almost like a living inheritance. And it's a wonderful gift for Tiff and myself and our family. But how does this gift, how does this inheritance compare with our inheritance in heaven? Peter is very clear that our inheritance on earth is nothing compared to our inheritance in heaven.
和天上的这种基业相比是完全不可比的。
Any earthly inheritance, no matter how wonderful it is, pales in comparison to the inheritance we will receive in heaven.
在地上我们这种继承，比起天上的基业来说，实际上真的是微不足道的。
Look at the descriptions that Peter gives to talk about this inheritance we have in heaven.
我们可以看看彼得在里面谈到这个基业的imperishable。
Everything on earth perishes. We usually think of a house as something that holds value over time. But it could perish as a fire or a flood. Or for those of you who have houses that bought houses in the last 10 years, you may know that housing prices may fluctuate quite a bit. Or heavenly inheritance is imperishable. Peter says that it's undefiled, it is perfect. It is without fault. Our inheritance in God is pure. We look forward to inheritance where the inheritance changes the nature of who we are.
我们当我们看到这个基业的时候呢，我们会改变我们是什么样的一个定义，我们怎么样什么样的人。
Our inheritance makes us acceptable to God.
我们这个基业让我们是可以被神可以接纳的。
Our inheritance in heaven is unfading. And fading. It does not fade.
我们的这个基业是不会残衰的。
And like any treasure on earth that may rust or decay or lose value or inheritance never loses value.
我们在地上的财宝他们会或生锈或者说败坏或者说掉价，但是我们的基业是永远不会的。
Yeah, our inheritance is reserved in heaven for us.
我们的基业是存留在天上。
In fact, our inheritance is protected by God and the power of God Himself.
我们的基业是在天上由神来替我们保护的。
In short, our inheritance in heaven and the words that Peter uses to describe this inheritance is everything that is not earthly.
天上的一切东西。
It's everything that all the descriptions he uses are things that do not happen on earth. So what is this inheritance?
到底这个基业是什么呢？我们谈的是什么？
It's salvation. It is eternal life.
是一个救恩，是我们的永生的生命。
It is life with God.
是我们与神一起的一个。
Looking forward to the hope that.When faith becomes sight, and there will be no more sin, no more tears, and no more death.
是到了天上，我们会住在天上，没有罪，也没有眼泪，也没有死亡。
It's a life that is fruitful.
是一个有果效的生命。
Life imperishable, undefiled, and fading in glory and in purpose.
是一个不会朽坏的，也不会玷污的，不会衰残。
It is life in heaven.
就像在天堂里一样。
You see, our hope in God will not fail.
我们这个希望是不会欺骗我们。
We have a hope that is not deferred.
我们的希望也不会被延迟的。
Just as Proverbs 13:12 reminds us, our hope is not deferred, but a desire fulfilled is a true life. The opposite of a deferred hope is a true life.
我们的希望是不会被延迟的，而且它是会被最后这个会满，会被我们的盼望是会被满足的。所以就像一个生命的树一样。
Peter shows that we can be certain of a hope in God.
彼得向我们确认这个我们的盼望，对神的盼望是。
Now, Peter dealt with the future. He dealt with our hope in the future in these verses.
彼得也跟我们提到了我们将来的这个事情。
He also talks about now what happens today with this hope that we have.
他也提到我们现在面对的这个希望是什么。
Hope enables us to have joy in through today's trials and troubles.
这个盼望让我们能够在今天面对苦难的面对这个试验的时候，我们也有喜乐。
Suffering and tragedy are inescapable.
苦难和这个悲剧是难以避免的。
We live in a world of suffering.
我们在生活在一个苦难的世界，充满。
Some directly from human hands, whether it be our own or others.
有些是因为这个人的作为，另外一些可能是因为是这个堕落的世界。
Right, others are the consequence of a fallen world. We live in a world where promising marriages fall apart.
我们在世上发现上看到有一些很好的婚姻也会失败。
We live in a world of shattered hopes.
我们在世上看到很多的盼望会最后破碎。
A world where war never ceases.
在世界上这个战争从来没有停止过。
And even in times of peace, poverty and oppression is rampant.
即使在和平的时候，这个贫穷和逼迫是到处都在。
We live in a world where no system of justice will account for the stillborn infants.
我们在世上对这些有些生下来就死的婴儿来说，没有一个公义。
In our world, natural disasters are reported all the time.
在世界上，这个自然灾害每天都有听到报道。
In fact, in our world, death and suffering are guaranteed.
事实上，这个死亡和这个苦难是几乎是注定的。
No matter how we try to protect ourselves,
不管你怎么样保护你自己
we're never far from suffering.
我们从来不会远离这个苦难。
No amount of wealth can shield us from the suffering around us.
没有财富能够保护我们。
part of buying a house, last week we talked to an insurance agent about home insurance.
因为我们在买房子过程中，我们和一些保险公司的联系。
And he gave us all sorts of scenarios of what could happen on new home.
他们保险公司的人给我们一些情况，说如果什么发生对的房子会发生什么事情的话。
And why we need good home insurance? He's a salesman, right?
所以你们要他们要买这个房屋保险。
But then we talk about home insurance for a new house. We talk about rental insurance for the house we're renting.
对，其实不光是我们这个买的房子，这个要买房子，因为我们这个房子要租税房子，还要买这个租房的。
And then we talked about auto insurance for our cars.
还有自车的保险。
And then he talked about a thing called umbrella insurance.
或者是所谓的一个综合性的。
And umbrella insurance is basically insurance in case your other insurance policies are not enough.
这个。叫做散的吧，散的保险，实际说你这个保险当别的保险都不行的时候，这个可以帮你的。
But in reality, there's no all-encompassing insurance policy.
但是事实上并没有这个什么都包括的这个。
Tragedies will still happen.
悲剧是始终还会发生。
Suffering is guaranteed.
苦难是可以预见的。
It is the nature of human life to face tragedy and trials.
是我们。是我们人可能是没法摆脱这个苦难和各种悲剧的。
In general, the two responses to suffering.
通常有两种对这个苦难的反应。
To reject God or to hope in God.
一种是拒绝神，或者是盼望在神中有盼望。
Some people argue that since God is all good and all powerful, He cannot possibly allow suffering.
有人说，因为神是好良善的，而且神是有能力的。他不可能允许这个苦难。
So in the face of suffering, they reject God.
所以在这个面对苦难的时候，他们会拒绝。
Joseph Stalin, the atheist dictator of the Soviet Union.
苏联的这个无神论的这个独裁者叫斯大林。
Who sent his own millions of his own people to death, faced his own death in 1953.
他曾经让他们国家的几百万人。
This description is what his daughters observed as he died.
最后这一段是他女儿在观察到当他要临死的时候发生的事情。
He suddenly sat up, groaned, shook his fist at the ceiling as if he could see beyond it. Then he fell back and died.
他突然坐起来，然后呻吟，然后挥舞他的拳头。冲着那个天花板。
Stalin had suffered a stroke and knew he was dying.
然后他倒下来就死掉了。他当时是斯大林是中风了吧。
But in his suffering imminent death, rather than turning to God and hoping God, he shook his fist at God.
但是在他这个最后苦难而且最后受临死之前，是不是转向神，而且他是向神挥舞的。
Though Stalin was an atheist, he had heard of God. In fact, he studied at seminary before being expelled.
其实他以前斯大林是在一个神学院里学习，但是他后来被开除神学院。
But he didn't know God. He didn't know God's love.
但是他不知道神，他也不知道神的爱。
And he had no hope in God. All he did was shook his fist at God.
他没有盼望，他也对神没有信心，他是做的。
Now the Apostle Peter's response to suffering is different.
另外一方面，我们看这个圣徒彼得，他们是对死亡是怎么反应。
The author of this book that we're reading, that we're studying, died being crucified upside down for his faith.
我们知道这个彼得是写这个书的，然后他当时死的时候是被倒挂十字架上死亡。
And this is what the first century writer said about Peter.
这个是第一世纪的一个作家写的关于彼得的事情。
Clement says, Peter, through unjust envy, endured not one or two, but many labors, and at last, having delivered his testimony, departed into the place of glory due to him.
Clement 这么写到说，彼得经过不公义的嫉妒，经历了很多的劳作，最后完成他的见证，去到一个属于他的荣耀之地。
Peter endured.Because the glory that he saw, the hope that he had.
彼得经过这一些的，因为他看见了这个荣耀和他的盼望。
So why such different responses between Stalin and Peter?
为什么会有这个完全不同的反应呢？对斯大林和
Because for Peter and for us, we can endure suffering because we have hope in God.
对彼得，对我们基督徒来说，我们可以经历过这个苦难，因为我们有对神的这个盼望。We have
more than this fleeting life. In Jesus, in this certain hope, we can rejoice in our suffering.
我们不仅仅是一个短暂的生命，而且我们是有这个对神的盼望，所以我们会保持喜乐之心。
We know that suffering here, Peter tells us that suffering here are temporal. They're short in comparison to eternity.
我们知道这个苦难是一个暂时的，相比于我们的永恒来说。
This is not to make light of suffering.
这个不是说让我们把这个受苦看得让它轻一点。
But really, this is to put suffering in perspective, to see the reality of suffering, but yet the hope beyond.
但是我们希望把这个苦难放在一个更大的一个现实里面，让我们有一个不完全不同的一个视角来看这个苦难。No
one can deny the pain of suffering.
没有人能够否认这个苦难的痛。But
Peter here wants to see suffering, us to see suffering in the light of our eternal perspective.
但是彼得让我们希望看这个苦难的时候，我们以一个永恒的这个角度来看。He
says we grieve for a short time.
我们会痛苦一段时间。And
this, in reality, the short time could be our whole lifetime.
在现实上，这个短的时间可能是我们整个的一生在世上。Scars
of suffering endure for a lifetime.
这个苦难的伤疤可能会伴随我们很长很长。
Some pains may lessen over time, but many trials persist as long as we are alive.
有些痛苦可能会是时间会慢慢的紧退一些，但是有些痛苦我们可能一生都会承受。Widows
know the pain of losing a beloved husband.
一个寡妇可能能知道她失去她丈夫的一个痛苦。This
pain does not go away.
她的痛苦不会轻易的。
And it's often one they carry for the rest of their lives. Peter is not making light of that suffering. He wants us to see the suffering but see beyond it. We should note here that we're not rejoicing as if there's no evil in this world. We're not rejoicing because there's no evil.
我们不是因为这世上没有魔鬼。
But we should grieve for the evil.
我们会为这个魔鬼，我们会伤心。
But at the same time, Peter is saying we should rejoice in that our hope is greater than the evil behind the pain.
但是我们也因为这个。 有盼望，在这个魔鬼之后，我们还会有这个盼望，所以让我们给我们一个喜乐的心。It
would be a wrong application of these verses to say that during times of trial and suffering, we should not mourn or grieve.
并不是说在这个痛苦的苦难时候，我们不应该悲伤。Grieving
may be the opposite of rejoicing, yet it is the right response when we face trials. So even though grieving and rejoicing may seem opposite, both are right.
苦难和一方面这个痛苦，另一方面是这个喜乐，好像是两个方面，但实际上有时同时会经历到。We
grieve for the trial itself.
我们会这个一些适应，我们会很痛苦。And
we rejoice in the trial because of the greater hope we have.
我们同时也会这个对这个。
The other thing that Peter talks about is that trials can refine our faith.
另外一方面提到，彼得跟我们提到这个这些各种试验，其实也是可以加强我们的信仰。
Just like the example of Stalin and Peter, suffering defines and reveals our faith.
这个苦难可以说是定义，而且是让我们的信仰变得更加坚定。
Suffering burns away any false hopes that we have.
苦难可以让我们去掉一些不正确的这个盼望。
When we suffer, we count what is most important to us.
当我们在苦难的时候，我们会想到什么是对我们最重要的。
When we hear tragic news, our world gets put into the right perspective.
当我们听到一些悲剧不好的消息的时候，我们会有这个对世界的这个看法，我放在一个完全不同的角度。
The things that seem so important to us, such as good grades, perfecting the move on the basketball court.
一些看来对我们似乎很重要的东西，像很好的分数啊，我们在篮球场上的一个很好的表现。
Completing the college application.
完成你的大学申请表格。
Climbing the corporate ladder.
在公司里面往上爬。
Whatever you think is important to you,
不管什么你认为对你重要的东西，
in one moment you will find out.
在某一个瞬间你会发现。
When you get that call from a doctor saying he found something in your physical,
如果你得到一个医生给你打个电话说你在你体检中你发现一个，
and you need to go back to the doctor immediately,
你是很严重，你必须去医生那里马上再去一趟。
All these things that were important to you get put into perspective.
所以这些事情本来对你有重要的事情，马上就放到一个完全不同。
Many things fade into the background.
很多事情就会到一个后面去。
You quickly sort out what is important.
你很快就认识到什么是真正最重要的。
You may give thanks to God for your family.
你可能会感谢神，因为你的家庭。
You're grateful for your supportive wife.
你会感谢你妻子的支持。
And thankful for God for your children.
因为你的有孩子，所以你给神感谢。
In the face of these trials, the genuineness of your faith will prevail.
在面对这个苦这些事情的时候，真正的这个信心就会显出来。
You'll realize all the things that you chase for are mere shadows of having a Father in heaven who loves you and cares for you.
你会意识到这些所有事情你自己在追求的，他们只是一个。影子在比起你在天上的这个父一直在爱你在保护你来说，
At the times of suffering, what is true and genuine about our faith will remain, everything else falls away.
在这个面对苦难的时候，真正的我们的信仰，我们的真正的信仰会保留下来，其他的一切会都会。
We hold on to this hope that often we don't even think about.
我们会依靠我们这个盼望。
It is also in these times that people who do not have a genuine faith will fall away from God.
也是这个时候，如果有些人他们对神没有一个坚定的信心的话，他们在这个苦难的时候，他们会离开。
So Peter reminds us what faith is.
所以彼得向我们再次提醒到，信心是什么
？Believing Jesus, who you do not see, and believing, obeying, and loving Him.
就是要所谓我们的信心，就是相信你还没有见到的，而且相信愿意顺服爱神。
So we rejoice because we have hope, because the suffering is short, and because it refines our faith.
因为这个我们应对苦难的时候，我们有盼望。而且我们知道这苦难是短暂的，我们有这个我们这个苦难让我们能够坚定我们的信仰。
Now in verses 10 to 12, I think Peter puts an exclamation mark about how great God's mercy is towards us.
在
He shows us how special this salvation is.
他给我们显示了这个我们的救恩是多么的特殊的一件事情。
Two things, right? The Old Testament prophets searched for this salvation.
这些大家记得，在旧约里面的很多先知，他们也在寻求这个救恩。
Come to our Old Testament survey class to see how the Old Testament points toward Jesus.
我们在旧约的这个主日学的时候，大家也一起学过怎么样？
We'll see,
看到旧约里的这些先知，他们最后怎么样，都是。实际上是为耶稣做一个预备。
Yeah. Prophets predicted the suffering and the death of Jesus.
先知们他们已经 预言了耶稣的受苦和死亡。
They look forward to a salvation from the King of Kings.
他们也一直期待着这个来自神的一个救恩。
Yet they were perplexed about how all this fits together.
他们也其实也不是很明白这个事情怎么串在一起的。
And finally, this hope is one that angels long to see.
而且这个盼望也是天使们去希望去看到。
You can see how Peter puts an exclamation mark on how great God's mercy toward us is.
彼得可以说放了一个感叹号，在这个怎么样，这个盼望是多么的被天使他们都是期待的。
Angels who stand in the presence of God, who saw creation unfold, they are marveling at the salvation that's being revealed for us.
天使他们在站在神的面前，他们能看见这个整个创造是怎么，这个创造的过程，他们也知道能看见这个救恩是怎么样被显明。
How could the Creator God die for His creation?
怎么可能一个造物的主为了他的这个被创被造之物死呢？
What is salvation really like?
这个救恩到底是像什么？
Who are the sons of God? Who will choose God? Who will reject God?
谁是神的孩子？谁
Angels long to see the promised salvation.
天使们他们也盼望着看到神的救恩。
So now let's take a step back.
我们现在退一步来想想。
And we see that we have hope. We have a certain hope in Christ.
所以我们现在有这个确信的盼望，对神的一个盼望。
And that hope enables us to rejoice through suffering.
这个盼望让我们能够经历苦难，但是还有一颗喜乐心。
Now, to many people, they can't rejoice through suffering.
对很多人来说，他们经过苦难的时候，他们不可能有这个喜乐的心。
Perhaps many of us here go through suffering, we find that we can't rejoice.
可能我们这里有很多人，大家可能经历一些苦难的时候，大家感觉不到这个喜乐。
I agree that life is hard.
我同意生活真的是不容易的。
I agree that there's grief, but I cannot see past the grief to rejoice.
我同意这个有痛苦的时候，但是我们要通过痛苦看到痛苦背后的。
So there's some possible reasons that people find it hard to rejoice.
可能有一些原因，人们发现比较难找到这个喜乐。
First, perhaps some people are not saved.
首先，可能有些人就没有得救。
This promise that Peter gives is for Christians.
这个应许，彼得给我们的应许，实际上是对基督徒来说的。
The only ones that receive inheritance are heirs.
那个承受这个基业的人，都是他的神的后嗣。
If you're not son of God, then in suffering you have no hope.
如果你不是神的儿女，你就你不可能有这个盼望。
You have no inheritance.
你不会有得到这个基业。
The only response to suffering is grief and not hope.
唯一的这个反应对苦难的反应就是痛苦。
But the gospel, the good news is this: that God's great mercy, in God's great mercy, He's allowing everyone who believes to become His children.
这个福音的这个好。好消息，但是说没，如果你愿意相信，你有机会成为他的儿女。
I wonder Peter, when writing about being born again, thinks about Jesus' answer to Nicodemus's question.
我在想，当彼得写到关于重生的这个时候，他是不是也在想这个尼格德慕的对这个重生的一个问题
？Nicodemus asks, "How can man be born again?"
尼格德慕在这个福音书里。他问人怎么能够可能重生呢？
And the answer is that God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
这个问题的答案是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
If you're not sure that you're born again, if you're not sure that you're saved,
如果你不确定你是不是重生，或者是你是不是得救
，talk to someone here today.
可以找一个人谈一谈。
God is in His great mercy offers us the opportunity to make us heirs of God. To receive this inheritance. Don't let this opportunity pass by. The second possibility is that you are saved, but you're living a life that's not consistent with the Christian faith. The Bible says there are things that we can do to know that we are saved, to assure us of our faith.
圣经提到说有一些事情我们可以做，就知道我们是不是被救，拯救，是不是被得救了。That
implies there are some, if we don't do certain things, we can't be sure that we're saved, even if we are.
就是说这个同时也意味着说，如果我们不做一些事情，我们就不知道我们是不是被神所拯救。We
don't always love God.
我们不是总是爱神。
We don't practice loving one another.
我们不是总是彼此相爱。
If we don't maintain fellowship with God and one another,
我们没有保持一个很好的这个关系和神和我们其他的兄弟姐妹。
We may, by God's great mercy, be saved, but we will have very little assurance of our salvation.
我们也可能已经被神的这个怜悯拯救了，但是我们自己并不确定。
And our hope will be very thin.
所以我们的hope，我们的希望就不会有很大。Also,
we may not rejoice in suffering because we need to learn and be reminded of this truth.
另外一个原因呢，是因为我们需要不断的学习，而且不要不断的被提醒到我们关于我们得救的这个事实。And
I think this is why Peter is writing this.
我想这也是为什么彼得对教会。
We need to be continually reminded. We need to continually meditate and study God's word. Because we can't see God. We must relate to God through faith. If we don't regularly take time to consider God's word, we forget Him and we forget His promises to us.
如果我们不常常花时间读神的话语，我们可能会忘记神给我们的应许。
And then, especially times of suffering, we become short-sighted.
有时候，如果我们碰到这个苦难的时候，我们可能这个眼光就变得比较胆怯。
The truth is that we need God to continually remind us through His Word of the hope that He offers us.
所以我们需要神不断的提醒我们，来告诉我们这个，他给我们的盼望。
Finally, we're never perfect. We do easily get sidetracked. So as a church, let us press on together. So that in suffering, we may prove to be genuine in our faith. So that God may receive glory. After all, as Peter reminds us, this is what the prophets and even the angels long to see.
Thank you.